With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The severity and the spread of the African swine fever virus is being taken quite serious here in the U.S. However, the problem has become a full-blown emergency in China, where production losses of 25 to 35% have been reported. The USDA's Greg Ibach says he sees an uptick in Chinese demand for U.S. pork as a result.
Pork imports from China have been prohibited for a number of years, decades, because of the disease status with foot and mouth and classical swine fever. And so we have, though, over the years, grown our pork exports to China. They've had a little bit of a downturn here as we've negotiated with China some of the trade concerns we have between our countries. We're hoping that as part of the negotiations that we provide more opportunities to grow exports in agricultural products, and pork would be one of those. But we have seen an uptick in Chinese purchases of pork here recently from the United States. And so we do believe that that is part of the fact that ASF has affected the Chinese pork supply. And pork being an important protein in their diet, we believe that there will continue to be more opportunities for U.S. pork to be able to move into China.
And he says precautions are being taken to keep the virus from entering the United States. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.